Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
What a great weekend. Great weekend. And it's all because of Coors Light. Yeah, my family and games and stuff. But Coors Light made it great. Why would you want to go out and not have some Coors Lights? Why would you? I mean, what kind of boring existence do you lead like Dell and Raheel? You don't want to lead that existence. What you want is colder, cleaner, crisper, and delicious. And only 102 calories, 5 carbs per 12 ounces. Perfect for my healthy lifestyle. And by healthy, I mean awesome. So if you're looking for cold, crisp, delicious, lagered, filtered, packaged cold, making Coors Light the world's most refreshing beer, all weekend long, it was Coors Lights for everybody. Let's go. Let's go. It's Coors Light. Let's preach on, brother, and climb on, brother. Colder, cleaner, crisper, Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Drink responsibly.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda for the third annual Pete Rose Golf Gala. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, this happened at my church yesterday morning. I saw this guy walking into church.
I saw. You tweeted out his jersey.
Wearing a Kevin Durant jersey. First of all, I'm not sure that the basketball jersey in church is the perfect look. Secondly, a Durant jersey in the middle of the Western Conference Finals in a Houston church, bold move. Bold move, sir.
He ain't scared.
He's lucky Father Troy wasn't. He's lucky Father Troy wasn't up there on the holding it down, because he would have seen it. First of all, I would have ratted him out.
What church you go to?
St. John Vianney.
Okay.
Would have ratted him out. Let's everyone who's a Warrior fan stand up. And then, like, two people, well, all the front runners would have stood up, probably mostly kids and some millennials. And then he would have been able to call them out. But he's in there praying, and I guess he got his prayers answered for a 40-point win.
He did get his prayers answered, and you know what? Let him do
a Durant jersey in a Houston church.
Go straight to hell because you're wearing a jersey in the church.
On a game three,
you're wearing
Western
a jersey
Conference
in
Finals?
The church. You're going straight to hell. Okay, how about dress up a little bit?
Well, I mean, he did get a 41-point win.
If you wear
win.
A nice golf shirt to church, then you're going straight to heaven.
He got a 41-point win.
Yeah, did he?
He did.
No.
Is it written anywhere where God says, "Hey, I'm going to need you to put on a collared shirt and a tie"?
It's right next to the baseball hat thing,
right,
Bill.
Next to the golf shirt.
It's next to the baseball hat thing. It's unwritten rules.
I mean, when Moses came down from the mountain, was it written anywhere that said, "Hey, your attire in church means whether you're going to hell or heaven or not"?
Yeah.
I think that's a man-made convention.
How about dress up a certain way
in church.
A little bit for church.
Grandma started that.
Show some respect. Put some respect on
Grandma's
church.
Grandma started that.
Put some respect on church.
As long as your heart's in the right place and you're praying to the man above, I don't think he cares so much.
Back in the day, if you look at old pictures of stadiums, old football games, everybody's in a suit and a hat.
Look at me with my suit. They're all got wool suits on.
And wool suits.
Here it is. The Giants are going to be battling the
Chicago Staleys.
The Meat Packers versus the Giants here, and the stadium is full of 20,000 people in 5-piece suits with layers and hats and gloves on.
Everyone, and then every single guy has a hat, and they're all in suits.
John Mulaney and his Kid Gorgeous special has this thing. He goes, when you look at old time, they used to wake up and go, "Oh my God, I live in the old times. I got to put all these layers on again in the middle of summer." He said, so they had to think of boring. Like, they had to think of things to do to kill the time back then when there's no air conditioning, things to kill the time. Like, he said, have you ever seen a boat leaving and there's just people dressed up with hats, like, waving to the boat? He goes, there's no way all those people. He goes, those were just regular people from wherever they were who were like, let's go watch the boat leave. Get dressed up in your finest
best. That's the truth.
Well, that wasn't Sunday best. That was just Tuesday clothes.
And by the way, if you were in England, would you have gone and stood out there to watch the carriage go by for the royal wedding?
No.
No. I can't understand these people. I mean, there were how many people out there? Hundreds of thousands of people.
Americans are – my wife –
they fly there.
We didn't go to bed until – was it Sunday or Saturday when it was on?
Saturday morning.
So we went and – went to a Justin Hughes restaurant, and our friends from Belize were in town, and we were with them, and they go kind of hard in the paint, so they keep the bubbly flowing. And so we were there until almost 2 o'clock at this restaurant. My wife, alarm goes off because she plans on running 12 miles. She decides not to, but instead wakes up and goes and watches the royal wedding. And she's like, oh, my gosh, she got all the way up to it, and he said, you look amazing to her. I'm like, so?
So what?
What am I? Is this supposed to do something for me?
What?
I don't care that he said, you look amazing.
You say that to your wife every day,
yeah,
don't you?
I tell her that. I get no credit for it now,
none.
But I guess.
But
I guess,
Harry gets it all.
Oh, but you know, they're all dressed up at a wedding. He says, you look. I'm saying you look amazing.
Listen.
And look what you got on. I mean, you're not even trying. I should be getting all the credit.
She caught, you know what that dress cost? Over $100,000?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you better look amazing.
Makeup and hair and all that stuff,
the
and the carriage and all
you
know
this.
You look amazing. Well, that's easy to say then.
If
say
she,
it when
wait,
I say it. When you wake up and your breast smells bad still,
if she looked like
you look
crap
amazing.
After all that money they put into
exactly.
that.
Exactly. We should be getting the credit for us saying it on a regular.
Oh, she was so beautiful.
Did you see that?
How much that cost?
Did you see how? No. You know how much
I want to see her in some jeans and a T-shirt. Then we'll see.
And then, but yeah. You would still say it, but you wouldn't get credit for it then. Not after you've been married. You look amazing. What do you want? What do you want? I'm just saying you look amazing. Can't I get a Prince Harry thing now where you're like, oh, my God, you said I look amazing.
Yeah.
No, that didn't happen. It has to involve something that's super expensive. Typical.
Yeah, typical. That's how you women are. No, my wife. My wife turns
that's
on in
how
our
you
room.
Women
I'm,
are.
I go to the couch to sleep. I'm like, can you? What the bleep? What is this? No, I'm not doing this. But she had to wake up to watch it too. That's how those people are. 713-780-3776.
Those people being women.
Chuck is here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Chuck?
God. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
Hey, I just wanted to ask y'all a quick question. Do y'all think we're getting a little, as a team, getting a little concerned with the I don't care James? Like, I mean, the guy, I mean, he's getting marked on defense. He has pretty much one good game of offense. You can mask it during the regular season, but nobody's coming to his defense on anything. And I'm just kind of wondering if we're getting – you know, total I don't care James, and the rest of the team is like, yeah, well, you don't care, we don't care, James. That's all I got to say, guys.
I don't know. Game two was just the previous game, and everybody seemed to care.
Yeah, and James wasn't really involved there. James is – we're just
– I'll tell you this. I really do believe this. I think Golden State's defense had everything to do with that. They were frenetic defensively.
They had a level of intensity that was much higher than the Rockets.
And now the Rockets are going to come out with a level of intensity.
I hope so.
That's what I really believe.
But this is it. But this is why I think I'm resolved to what's going to happen is for your intensity not to be there in Game Three. How do you? This is the Warriors. This is the Warriors. How do you let up? When you're facing the Warriors, you know you can't. And I know Van Gundy said it's kind of natural after, you know, because the Warriors almost seem to let up after game one win.
Yeah.
And game two, the Rockets. But if you're the Rockets, you can't. They're the Warriors.
What are you
talking
about?
They can't.
I
let up.
I will never, ever, ever, ever get the no energy thing. And Van Gundy said, well, coach is saying that's coach speak or something else was wrong. Or there's no energy. And how about that you're not unbelievably intense in the Western Conference Finals, that you can have lapses. Like, to me, it's inexplicable that you could possibly not be focused as intense as possible and have as much urgency in a seven-game series that decides your legacy. Because make no mistake about it, this is deciding James and Chris Paul's legacy. This is right here and right now.
It really is. This is your best shot. Whether you think so or not, I guess if you get LeBron next year, it's your best shot. This sure looks like your best shot,
yep.
and it's to lose 41. Look, you losing there is not that big a deal. To lose there and not do anything you did in game two, you just played game two.
Yeah.
How did you forget how to play basketball?
Our buddy says, I'll bet Meghan Markle looks amazing in jeans and a T-shirt.
Yeah, I'm sure she does.
She does.
It's easy to say that now.
I'll bet she does. But that's not for me to say. That's for Harry to say because they're married. So don't even bring that.
And she looked amazing when she got married.
Well, it cost about $400,000 for her to look amazing. She better.
It could have cost a lot less.
It could have. That's all. Yes, it could have cost a lot less. 713-780-3776, the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. I want to talk right now about my peeps over at Allied Siding and Windows. Allied Siding and Windows, look, the rains, I don't know, spring is over. We'll get plenty of rain in the summer. That's what we do. But hopefully we don't have anything like we had with the hurricane. Hopefully that's all done. But the daily beating down of the sun on your siding, might look old. Maybe the rain and the hurricane did beat up your siding. Maybe it's just old. Maybe it's 20 years old and it's time for a change. Maybe you need new overhangs or trim, or maybe you need an entire new siding look. Well, that's what James Hardy Plank is here for, and I've never seen a deal like this. It's $150. An average size home is about $150 a month. That's a pretty damn good deal, dude. I don't know that we've never seen this before from Leonard Courtright and the great people over at Allied Siding and Windows. And again, make no mistake, when you're going to put up, have a big job like an entire siding done to your home, well, do it with a company that's been around, that knows what it's doing, that guarantees its work, that you're going to have a non-prorated 30-year warranty, that you got 40,000 customers in Texas with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. Call Allied now at 713-WINDOWS. 1 30-second call sets up a 30-minute meeting and a free estimate. Tell them I sent you. Get a $500 Amazon certificate with a whole home siding purchase. You also get 100% financing, zero down, zero interest for 18 months. 713-WINDOWS, 713-946-3697. Allied Siding and Windows, affordable, local, reliable.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Alameda for the third annual Pete Rose Golf Gala. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
For both you guys, D'Antoni described his performance as a team as soft was the word that he used. What's your reaction to that, and how does that happen in a game of this magnitude?
He's right. You know, we weren't as aggressive as we needed to be. We started off the game pretty solid, and then you know, we let them gain some confidence to end the first quarter. You know, but just defensively, they didn't feel us, Pauls. And, you know, it showed tonight.
At least they agreed. Soft is terrible. Why? How can you be soft and no urgency and throwing the ball all over the place? And, I mean, good Lord. I really think that Golden State's defense had everything to do with it. But you didn't figure anything out, and just being so nonchalant with the basketball. Good Lord, it's kind of a big deal. All those turnovers, the turnover battle, the shooting battle. They couldn't make layups. Everything. They got beat in every aspect of the game. Now, it's, you know what? Golden State went back home. They had their tail between their legs after game two. They had to show. They had to take some pride. Now the Rockets have got to take some pride. They got to play with some pride, and they got to show. And I really do think the NBA is a lot of machismo in that, oh, you ain't going to punk me again. Watch this.
Right.
Watch this. You know? There's so much testosterone in the NBA that they're going to come out. The Rockets are going to come out.
And that's all great. That's fine and good. You're trying to win. This is a team that's got the longest winning streak in what basketball history at home. It's not like you can just go out and like, oh, you're not punking us. We'll show you in Golden State where no one ever wins. That's what I'm saying. That's why you couldn't give up. You can't just not. You have to be perfect to win in Golden State. That is where you have to be almost perfect. They got beat by 10 on the boards, by 12 in. Now, you can improve on the boards, but that's all hustle stuff. You got beat 12 turnovers.
They got beat on every hustle category.
Everyone. And it wasn't even close. 12 more turnovers, 20-8. They were inconsistent defensively. And Golden State hit some shots, but you also gave up some easy ones, and you missed every shot near the basket. Now, when that happens, what happens? Usually you get beat 25 points. The Rockets got beat 40. That's how good Golden State is. You do all that stuff against Golden State, they'll beat you. They'll set records on you. And the Rockets are getting records set on them. Like, you have to win rebounds. You have to win turnovers. You have to make sure they don't have uncontested shots. If Steph wants to make his, you know, crazy pull-ups from 30 feet away, then fine. He's going to make them. There's nothing you can do about it. But you don't have defensive breakdowns where you give away easy layups. And Van Gundy was talking about uncontested at the rim. Even when Clint Capella got over and contested, you know, he is, to be honest with you, Steph Curry is one of the greatest finishers I've ever seen in the paint for a guard. Like, he can finish with both hands. He knows how to use glass. He knows how to use spin. He knows how to use arc. He is a tremendous finisher in the paint. That's why he's such a tough guy. Klay Thompson is a catch and shoot shooter. That's what he is. That's why he can disappear at any given time. You have to keep Klay Thompson out of this playoff series. You can't let him in. I agree with you. I do think game four is winnable, but you have to play at a level that's so high and you have to maintain it for four quarters. We'll see if the Rockets are capable.
Yeah. 713-780-3776.
I see you got a little calculator out on you. You got the calculator app on your phone. I see you have to start over because you accidentally did 55,000. What are you figuring out? Are you figuring something out for McCullers?
Yeah. I'm figuring out his ERA without that one outing of eight runs. He'd have a 2.11 right
now. Wow.
He had one outing in which he gave up eight runs against Minnesota in 3 2/3. He'd have a 2.11 earned run average right now if it wasn't for that outing.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I think at the Astros right now, Keuchel, nah, I know his record, it could be better because they haven't given him run support either in a lot of his starts. But you could have four Astros. You could legitimately have four Astros pitchers in the All-Star game. For sure there should be three. There is no question that Verlander, Cole, and Morton should all be in.
How many wins does Charlie have?
6-0.
Oh, he's got to be.
I know it.
Cole and Verlander have to be. They have to be.
Yeah, no.
I mean, we're still a little early.
No, we're still early, I think they're already voting on it. He's got a 1.9. Morton's got a 1.90 earned run average with a 6-0 record. Cole is 1.75. With a 4-1 record.
Do you want all those Astros actually going?
And Verlander is 5-2 with a 105.
Do you want all those Astros actually going, though?
Well,
and pitching?
I don't know that I want it. I'm just saying they should.
Yeah.
I don't know that I
– I don't know that I want it to actually
happen.
Yeah,
I think that you – you know what? They deserve the – they deserve it.
Well, it's good for them. I don't want them to actually pitch.
Throw one inning?
Yeah.
Or Verlander will probably get the start with his 105. I don't believe Gerrit Cole should be the starter. I think Verlander should be.
Cole's had a really good year, too.
Yeah, but 105.
Verlander is almost below
105.
That's where Keuchel was last year. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember how low Keuchel was? Now he's the fifth-best player. He's the fifth-best starter on your team now.
And then disappointed.
And it's not even – and by the way, it's not even really –
it's not arguable.
Like, there's not really an argument. Dallas Keuchel's fifth. the only argument you have is, yeah, but you can't do that because a guy hit, no, but this year he's fifth, right? But if you were going to start the playoffs now, he's got the experience. Yeah, but right now he's the fifth best. There is no other but. He's the fifth best starter right now.
If this continues at this, I don't know that he's your number two starter in the playoffs.
No, he's not. He's not.
He's no.
He for sure isn't.
Live at Wildcat Golf Club for the Pete Rose Golf Tournament. John and Lance, along with Dell. Raheel just showed up, finally, here on ESPN 90. Oh, you're a half hour early.
Did you see what happened in St. Louis, by the way? Jordan Hicks, pitcher, hit 105 twice.
I saw that.
It's the hottest. I think that's the highest amount ever on a gun. 105 miles
really,
an hour.
Really? I thought Aroldis Chapman has hit 105 before.
You know what? You might be right because he is. It says, Aroldis Chapman is the only other pitcher to hit 105 on the radar gun during that time frame. The only span in which verifiable pitch speed data has been kept, according to ESPN stats and info. Hicks threw sinkers clocked at one. What? Hicks threw two pitches to Philadelphia's Odubel Herrera in a five-pitch at-bat in which Herrera struck out but reached first base on a wild pitch. Hicks threw sinkers clocked at 104, 105, 104, 105, and 103, according to StatCast. Those were the five fastest pitches thrown this season. Five pitches thrown at 100 miles an hour is over 100 miles an hour is insane.
Yeah, but who cares? It's the Cardinals. They suck. Who cares? 713-780-37.
Is this kid any good? Is Jordan Hicks any good? When you throw it, at 205, if you think a 205 ERA is good.
If you're all about that, then good luck with that.
I mean, wait a minute. This is going to blow you away. How many strikeouts do you think this guy has? Oh, he's just a reliever. So he's got a 205 ERA. How many strikeouts? He's thrown 22 innings pitched. I'm going to blow you away with this. 22 innings pitched. What's his strikeouts?
22 innings pitched. He has 39 strikeouts. 41.
Nine.
What?
Walks 16.
He's got 22 innings pitched, and he throws 105 miles an hour, and he's got nine strikeouts?
I don't know how that's possible.
That's the dumbest thing ever.
How is this possible if you throw it that fast? How is this even remotely possible?
I don't, huh? Wow. And he's got a 205.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe it's a flat fastball. Maybe he's Ken Giles. He's Jordan Giles. That's all.
He's from Houston.
Is he? George Hicks?
That's his birthplace. How do you have nine strikeouts in 22 innings if you throw a 100-mile-an-hour sinker?
What?
How is that possible? 16 walks to nine strikeouts?
It's the most unbelievable baseball.
Tony Sipp is like, you're terrible. Tony Sipp is literally saying, those numbers are garbage.
Thank you. Thank you, Dell. Let's talk about Heritage Films. Let's talk about Chance McClain right now. That's my guy. That's all of our guys, as a matter of fact. Chance McClain is awesome. And you know what? Chance McClain will come to your home. I mean, if you invite him, he's not just going to come over. Well, he might. You never know about that if he's drunk. But here's the thing about Chance is that he is doing stuff that will last forever. And long after Chance is dead, okay? And I don't know if his kids are going to pick up the business or not. I have no idea what's going to happen. But he'll be dead, and you'll be watching his work for years and years and years afterwards. And your kids will be watching the work, and their kids will be watching the work. And it'll give them a sense of the history. Because right now, the millennials, that's all they care about. It's right, you got to play their Fortnite. That's all they care about, right? Well, how about when they grow up, they're going to go, wow, I wish I knew more about our family. Well, that's exactly what Chance McClain does. Do you have someone in your family that you would love, your dad, your mom, aunt, uncle, whatever it is, that you would love to keep forever, that they can tell the history of the family, and the kids and their kids will have something that they can look to? Well, Chance McClain is doing that every day. It's a 30 for 30 about your family members with all the pictures and videos and everything that you have, and you probably got a bunch. And they can tell the story of your family for future generations. It's called YourHeritageFilm.com. YourHeritageFilm.com. Chance comes in a long form, does interviews, he puts as many people on as you want on camera. They'll travel anywhere, Houston area, out of state, doesn't matter. You will love this when it's all said and done. Have a documentary film about your family. YourHeritageFilm.com, 713-249-2429.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Alameda for the third annual Pete Rose Golf Gala. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, a couple of people have commented this morning about the dude that touched the ball on Friday night. It almost made my head explode. If you're too stupid, to sit along the foul lines, then don't sit there. I swear to God, they need to have an IQ test. Because if you're too stupid, when the ball is in play, even AJ after the game said, okay, just to our fans, please don't touch the ball, a fair ball that's going to cost us a run. Now, they ended up scoring a run anyway. But, Mike, in a close game, you're touching the ball. Even his wife knew. And she – did you see the look – her chastise him, and it was actually became a meme and a gif or whatever.
She just – no. She got – she's like, what are you doing? She just started immediately screaming at him.
How stupid is that
guy? Man, when the ball's rolling down, you got a chance to put your hat out there, whatever. People always do that.
No. When it's your team, or even if it's not your team, you saw that it was a fair ball. Leave the frickin' ball alone. If they had to kick him out.
I know he got kicked out.
Yeah.
Do you see his wife?
Yeah.
She's clapping as he got kicked out,
probably. How stupid are you, though?
She went to Twitter and tweeted about the incident. Did you guys see that?
No.
So she explained that he was helping their 5-year-old daughter out. It was her first baseball game, so before you get angry, it was her first baseball game. He was helping her shuck some peanuts with a glove on.
What do you mean? What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, right before he was helping the kid out, and he just saw the ball coming and picked it up.
Oh, he didn't realize it was a fair ball. So the daughter's first game, daddy gets escorted out by security.
Okay, daddy's first game. He's wearing a glove. Oh, my God.
I had a guy
wear
a Durant
grown
jersey.
Man.
And how about a Durant jersey in church? How about a Durant jersey, and then we just stop? Is any of that acceptable?
No.
I'm okay with gloves down there, though. No. Man, you're that – you never know.
Screamers.
Like, I'm just ready.
So use your hand.
Yeah, okay.
Screamers.
Yeah, don't be a grown man.
No, I'm okay
and
with
wear
gloves
a glove to the game.
I'm okay with gloves down there. In that area, who knows?
Who wasn't said?
You got
does
your
anybody
daughter.
Go to a football game with shoulder pads and a helmet on?
No, but the glove. Well, golfers go
Raiders
with spikes.
Do.
Golfers go dressed as golf. Golf viewers go dressed as golfers all
they
the time.
They wear their spikes because they got to walk the course.
So what? Who cares? You mean
smart.
Like shoes?
Yeah, wear some casual. Wear some boots.
It's not smart. And then they put their FootJoy glove on their hand.
Actually, now because they don't have spikes. They've got just the little things on the bottom. Golf shoes do. I wear mine out like gym shoes. They're not spikes
anymore. I was ahead
anymore.
Of the game. I wore that to a show back in 2006. I wore
you
spikes.
Forgot you remembered your shoes that day?
No, I forgot
they're
shoes.
Not
I had
spikes.
Golf spikes
they're
in my car.
Little,
but still,
they're just little.
I had
on the
actual
bottoms,
spikes
like these. Those could be golf shoes today.
Could they?
Yeah, literally. Yes.
Oh, I'll wear these then.
Yes.
When I have to go golf.
No, yeah, this will grip on the ground.
But this is I could wear this.
That's how. That's about how much the bottom of golf shoes are these days. That's it.
Good.
There's no.
The
it's not like it used to be.
Regardless, that guy. Now, if you have a little
don't
kid with
wear
you,
a glove if you're a grown man.
If you're, if you're sitting down a line, no. Although you're
now you they could, have the netting up along.
No,
the,
not along not, the first. Not there. You could catch a
not
screen
where
over there.
Okay, if you can't react that fast, then regardless, you know what? You can't sit there anyway. You're too stupid, first of all, and you can't react by the time a ball gets to you down the right field line in the corner, then you're too stupid to sit there.
Tony Kemp tweeted the family afterwards and said it's all good because, as you mentioned, the run
bring him,
score,
let him come back.
Yeah, and then sign the ball and all that. But the wife had to get on the internet and tweet to everyone, like, guys, chill out. He was helping our daughter out. I was watching it before. I was like,
but
I don't know about that excuse.
Well, it wasn't quite Bart. What's his name?
Steve Bartman.
Bartman. Yeah, it wasn't quite Bartman, but damn, that was a close game, and you're ruining Tony Kemp's life.
He's fine. He'll survive.
He's pretty good.
Man, that
how about Tony Kemp?
Nice.
Hitting 364.
Yeah.
You think that's any good? Yeah. You think that's much of an improvement? We got so many tweets about – I mean, Tony Kemp's outs are better than watching Jake Mariznick. Tony Kemp is kicking
it.
He's in 333
right now. He puts it in play.
He's hitting 333. He's a 4-for-12. And he's come up with some big hits. All right? I mean, he's got an 801. This is it's not even the fact that everybody was, oh, you can't, Jake Mariznick. No. Jake Mariznick was really, really, really bad. You're a World Series contender. You can't make an out every time you come up.
This is what this is what Valerie says. Valerie is the wife of the guy who grabbed the ball. Said, and she's well aware of that was a topic on the TV broadcast the next day. There were memes and all this stuff, and she says, "Well, sorry, Astros, my husband did not see Kemp's hit since he was shelling peanuts for our 5-year-old daughter at her first ever game. When he looked over the wall, it was foul, and he wanted to get the ball for his baby. I'm not a jerk wife, and he knows baseball. So, somewhere along the line, he's like." You know what? I'll tell you exactly how this went at home. Thanks a lot for making me look like an a-hole. I appreciate it. You making me look like a dunce who doesn't know baseball. I've been going to Astros games since I was 15 years old with my dad, and now I look like a total idiot because you're screaming at me at the game, and now I'm a meme or meme or whatever they're called, and now I'm probably going to be a GIF or a GIF or a JPEG or all that stuff on the internet, and they're going to go to me, and I'm going to be, and you're going to be yelling at me like I'm a dumbass who doesn't know baseball.
Well,
I'll put something on Twitter, okay, that you know baseball. And well, that I'm not a jerk.
How about that you reached over?
She never came off as a jerk, by the way. She came off as knowing baseball.
What the hell are you doing?
What are you doing?
Okay,
but
so.
I guarantee he was mad when he realized.
All right, then, you know what? By the way, your daughter's in danger because you're not watching a freaking game. If there was a screamer down the line, guess what? Your daughter could be dead. So get out. You can't sit in the front row. Beat it. Okay, watch the freaking game. While you're shucking peanuts,
Why are you so mad at him about that? It was what
because
they still won.
I know they still won, but it made me mad because Tony Kemp could have had another RBI. All right, that's my guy.
You're Tony Kemp's number one supporter.
Yeah, Tony Kemp's my guy. What?
Yeah, where does the
when Tucker comes up, he'll be my guy too.
You can only have one guy. You can only have one guy.
No,
you can't transfer. You can have one transfer during a year.
Okay, then you know who's my guy? Carlos Correa.
It's the LeBron story. It's the LeBron
Justin Verlander's my guy then. All right, that's all.
Okay.
Okay? With a 105, that's my guy. All right? 713-780-3776 right here on ESPN 97.5. Not only is there – I don't know if you know this, Lance, but there's other baseball going on in the world, and it's called Skeeter's Baseball. Okay. If you're looking for a great entertainment, well, the Skeeter's going to be back in town soon, and they need you. They need you to get on out to the ballpark and enjoy Skeeter's Baseball. Skeeter's Baseball is a lot of fun. They had a great weekend, and right now the Skeeter's are heading on the road, and they're going to be back on May 29th. And on May 29th, you got Constellation Field, 2 for Tuesday. They'll be back on Tuesday, May 29th. Buy one field box, get one field box free, half-price groups. Then on Wednesday, kids in for free, kids 12 and under, getting free. Field box only, excludes performance groups. Thirsty Thursday against the Long Island Ducks. And then, wait a minute, that's the three games against Long Island. Mm-hmm. Then the York Revolution comes to town. June 1st, Superhero Night. This is a game you should go to, Raheel. Superhero Night. I mean, you like cartoons.
Boy Scout sleepover, post-game fireworks, comic book giveaway.
Oh,
you guys
books.
Could be going and seeing all the guys.
And sleepover with the Boy Scouts.
They had to stop that.
Skeeter's Bank giveaway for the first 2,000 fans on June 2nd. And then Sunday Funday, June 3rd, Autographs Brew Fest and a beer glass giveaway.
All you have to do is go to SugarlandSkeeters.com and find out which game makes sense for you, which game makes sense for your group, and go get your tickets right there online. It's easy. It's a quick trip from Houston if you're making a trip from Houston. It's nothing if you're coming from Katy or Sugarland. Just go to SugarlandSkeeters.com.
You know I get the kilos. Cincuenta per ciento. If you are not bilingual.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda for the third annual Pete Rose Golf Gala. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, along with Del, Raheel is going to join us. We're live at Wildcat. Wildcat Golf Club wants you to come on. Well, they got the North Course, the Highlands Course is open today, so you can come on out. They had a big event out here yesterday with both courses taken by a huge tournament. If you haven't been out here to Wildcat lately, you need to come on out. The course is in perfect shape. It is awesome. The greens are rolling true and fast. You saw this weekend Trinity Forest up there in Dallas, a link-style course, which reminded me a lot. If you want to play link-style after you saw – I mean, honestly, I watched a lot of the tournament this weekend, and I said, these holes look like Wildcat. And it's not an exaggeration, not hyperbole, or Wildcat's my place. My guys out here and everything else, but it literally is a lot like there's no water on the Highlands. It's all of that fescue and all the grassland areas. It looked a lot on TV like Trinity Forest up in Dallas. So we got that right here. As a matter of fact, Elmer's going to be doing a USA Today interview today about the golf course. So that's going to
really?
Be cool. We'll look forward. Yeah, USA Today is coming over here today to do an interview with him. So that's
what's it,
cool.
What's it about?
It's about
what's the angle?
Landfills in the United States, how this is a great way for us to utilize landfills.
Oh.
Yeah. And it is. I mean, look at this place. Looks like a landfill. Good
no.
Lord. How awesome is it?
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm going to tell you, it is. It's pretty. We were here on Saturday until 8 o'clock playing me and the boy and his cousin Cortland. And when the sun is setting – this is as – and obviously the highest elevations in the city of Houston. So you've got the beautiful views of downtown, the Galleria, and
my
NRG.
Asthma acts up because it's 7,000 it's 7,000 feet high.
No, it's not that. It's just the highest elevation in Houston, which could be 2 feet.
Oh.
Okay.
True.
It's not 7,000 feet high. It's not Denver or anything like that. It's just
– I thought it was like Denver.
No, it's not like Denver at all. But you are closer to the sun, so you do have to wear more sunscreen.
That's true.
Than you would be if you were in the Galleria.
Playing my first golf since summer. We were in La Jolla on vacation two summers ago. It's my first time playing today. Since then, I haven't played for 2 years, so I'm going to go out and slap it around and do terrible. Not at this course. I've got to go to a different course, a different tournament. But I'm not super looking forward to it, if
Why
I'm
not?
Being honest with you. It's just going to be
well,
terrible.
Well, I'm sure they're not. Looking forward to you playing if you haven't played in all that time.
Nope, they're not. I'm not. Really, nobody is.
Really, no one.
Really, no one's. Is. Really, no one's looking forward to this. Everyone's like, can we just, are we all good here? Can we just call it a, you gave us your money for charity, right? Yeah. Oh, you're good. You don't have to come. That's what they'll say. You don't have to come. Wait, did you pay already or are you supposed to bring money? No, I paid online. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Go to Prime.
Don't
you're
worry
good.
About it.
No.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Like, you don't get a refund. You know that, right? Yeah, I'm fine. It went to a good cause. And you go play play poker. Go. You're fine. You don't need to come out here. Save food.
Yep.
Are you going to drink a lot?
No. Like, no. If you don't eat that food, they can give it to the poors.
That's see. There you go.
You see? There it is.
The poors. That seems
like
ugly to
Raheel.
Say.
Like Raheel. Raheel this weekend.
Those are the poors right there. The Oakland A's are the poors.
This weekend.
This what happened?
This weekend, he says, no, I'm not. I was just giving you the business. this weekend, he goes, President Bush, Herbert Walker, he said that he was going to his summer home in Kennebunkport, right? And and Raheel said, well, my summer home is in Richmond.
Richmond, Texas,
yeah.
Right?
And
I'm
said,
familiar with Richmond, Texas.
Well, that's because that man dedicated his life to working for his family, that American legend, while you shorted your baby on a baby formula. Okay? So and he's rich and you're one of the poors. And then I heard from who? Your public relations department? Who did I hear from? Raheel's public relations department tweeted me then.
Oh, it did. Yeah. It did.
So
what'd they say?
They said, I don't know. I don't even know what they said.
His
PR
department.
Yeah. Raheel's PR department.
Social media.
His social media team. Okay. You should have come at me with one of your burner accounts.
That's all you gotta do. Kinda like Kevin Durant had to when he had to get things straightened out. There's never been a more petty, more great player probably. He's probably more so than even LeBron because LeBron gets a little fussy sometimes and he's one of the all-time greats. Durant is probably going to come off as the leader of petty and elite.
And
in any sport, maybe.
And really, why do you care, Kevin? Why? That's the thing is just why would you care that everybody
doesn't
like
you? Are we
ever
going
like
to get you? To a day so I remember I remember when Arian Foster shut his social media account down for quite a while. I know Bun B shut down his social media accounts for at least a year, maybe 2 years. And I know Bun and I talked about it. He goes, it was the best thing ever. He goes, it was incredible. Now, unfortunately for a lot of those guys, and a lot of them don't even run their own social media accounts. Like George Springer has no social media accounts. He doesn't care. He's like, I'm living life. I don't need this. A fake virtual world. I'm going and doing real world stuff. What do I? And if people get mad at how I'm playing baseball, then they'll deal with it. They'll be fine. I don't need them yelling. I don't need to give them access into me all the time. And but what happened? You know, I'm wondering if, and I bring all this up. I wonder if there's a time where athletes are just going to realize I don't really need to be on social media at all because it really does nothing to benefit them. All they're going to get is trolls and nasty stuff, right? Or people telling them they're great. It's one or the other. There's not going to be a lot of meaningful stuff. All they have it for, all that it really matters is that they have it to push their own marketing stuff or their own brand or their own events, like where they're going to be showing up. And you can get a social media manager for that to run your account.
Yeah.
I know Raheel probably can talk about that when we come on. But I'm wondering, is there any reason for any athletes to even be on social media? Not to the point that
they don't need a brand. We need a brand, you know. For
yeah,
people. Yeah, they don't need a brand.
No, well, but like George Springer, so the guy who handles my contract stuff handles marketing. They're like, it's hard to get George stuff because everyone wants a digital footprint where you can push. Hey, I'm going to be at this place here. Hey, drink Monster Energy drinks or whatever.
That's
a lot of money that he misses out on.
World Series MVP.
Yeah, no, he gets, but he would get more
yeah.
if he had social media. And no. George just doesn't care, which is great.
And
it's refreshing.
And what has social media done for Joel Embiid? I mean,
well,
blew
it's
him
been a,
up.
Yeah, it's been a great brand for him. But
if you're good at it,
but what
if
I'm,
you're bad like Kevin Durant and you get found with burner accounts, you get.
Well, because you let
like
things bother
you.
But you let things bother you that people are saying about Russ. You're reading it and worried about it.
Right.
Like you,
well,
and
I
that
do,
seems
all
crazy
I do
to
is
us,
mute
right?
People. I'm about to mute another Russell. Everything I say, it's just is
what's
so,
Russell?
And
what?
He's always wrong. Russell, like I tweeted out last night. I'm like, man, if it wasn't for bad passes and layups, the Rockets could be winning right now. He goes, LOL, 40-point loss, and you're saying they should be winning. It was a 10-point game when I tweeted that, dumbass. I mean, how stupid are you?
That's ridiculous.
I mean, that's just stupid. Oh. the Falcons are playing well. They look really good today. Oh, they lost. They were. Oh yeah, they New England won. Well, at 28-3, they look good. Okay.
Right.
So I mean, it's just I'm like, okay, you know what? I don't need in my life. You know, I just do. I just mute.
Yeah.
Mute
works.
Mute. That's all. It's stupid. What, and oh, by the way, why would you get upset with? Just it's the life is too short. If you don't like me, don't follow me. And if you don't like anything that I say, don't unfollow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's easy.
That's so easy.
It's easy. But people, yeah.
Yeah, no, people follow my lead. I mean, if I don't like seeing anything John says, I just turn down the speakers in here and wait for him to stop talking.
Dale, you don't do much in social media either.
Nah.
That we know of.
I don't care so much.
Unless Russell's your burner account.
No.
And you're going after Granato.
I don't care.
LOL.
713-780.
41-point loss, LOL.
858, we're going to bring in 94.1 and Raheel out here at Wildcat right here on ESPN 97.5.
Let me tell you something right now. You just got done getting past the tax deadline, and many of you passed it, and you're asking for an extension because you have money that you owe. Some of you are going to owe maybe, you know, $1,500, $2,000. Top tax defenders probably won't be for you. If you owe $10,000 or more, they absolutely are for you. If you are a business or a company that owes in the six figures or higher, you honestly, if you're not calling 713-422-2225, then I don't know what you're doing. They are able to resolve tax issues and get to settlements as aggressively as anyone out there. They have lawyers who understand the tax code and who can get you the very best settlements. In some cases, they are able to take, and I know one guy with an $83,000 tax bill that got pushed all the way down to $500. You think it's impossible, but here's the thing. When they recognize the tax code like they do, they find areas, nope, we can get this off, we can get this off, we can get this off. You didn't write this off, you didn't write this off. And then we're going to go to the settlement. And these are things you can't do on your own. Top tax defenders are also great at taking care of audits. So if you're in the process of being audited, either for this year or years past, probably for years past, they can work with you to get that resolved as well. Tax issues, owing $10,000 or more, audits, these are things that they thrive and succeed at. And if you want to see even more success stories, go to toptaxdefenders.com, toptaxdefenders.com. But make one the phone call right now and get them on the line to start the process. 713-422-2225. That's 713-422-2225. I saw my new baby chill with me.
You know who it is. It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.